My name is Lori Rogers, and I am your host tonight, and it is my pleasure to welcome Dr. Painter, and he will be telling us how to take charge of our health. And Dr. Painter really is extraordinary, and I don't have time to go through all of his amazing qualifications and accomplishments. So in the interest of time, we're going to go ahead and get started and jump right in with Dr. Painter. The floor is all yours, Dr. Painter.
Well, thanks for the warm up. all my amazing accomplishments, yes. When I'm not bending steel with my bare hands.
See, exactly.
Well, I should introduce myself, I guess. My name's Dr. Frank Painter, and I'm a chiropractor. And I'm also the editor and owner of the HealthQuest newsletter, which Dr. Bruce Miller, a legend in the Shackley field, started 37 years ago. So when he decided to retire in 2006, he asked me to take over the newsletter. And since that time, I only sat down and figured it out last night. I've already written 90 different newsletters, 6 per year times 15 years. That's a lot of stuff. So I do have a lot of stories in my kit bag, so to speak, but we don't want to bore you with that. So when I was in chiropractic school, everybody in clinic has requirements to go out and get patients during that last year of school. And you have to do like 200 physical exams. You have to do 300 clinical interactions with a paying customer. And you have to do 200 or 300 interactions with either student, family, you know, in other words, people who aren't paying but are part of the community. So a lot of work you have to do in that last year. And since I wanted to work in my last semester in a field doctor's office to be surrounded by people that I could talk with and share stuff with, I had to get all that interaction done in about 6 months or 7 months instead of the usual year. So during that time, the school decided to run some ads on TV to help doctors draw more patients into the clinic. And the theme of all of them was take charge of your health. You know, they even had their own little, I don't know what you call that, but all the old TV ads, advertisements, always had like a little sing song and people would sing along. And so you still hear people humming those things from back in the old days, like Juicy Fruit, et cetera. And that stuck in my head, take charge of your health, because it's about as true as you can get. So why don't we get started on that call tonight, which, of course, I've already blown it by telling you. But the truth is, in the final analysis, we are all in charge of our health. You have to ask yourself, how well do you eat? How much do you exercise? And how do you support your family, your friends, your community, and your planet? What types of activities are you involved in that make you feel like you're making a difference in life? And in fact, all those kind of daily decisions that we have to make are referred to as the determinants of health, because they all have an impact on our psychology as well as our physiology. And I'll invite you to please don't roll your eyes. This is not going to be one of those kind of lectures that you used to get from your dad. Now, as a doctor, it was my job to encourage my patients to take baby steps, one at a time, to improve their health and happiness. So this talk tonight will touch on those kind of aspects of the Shackley lifestyle, in the hopes that one or more of the things that we're going to review will call to you and open a new path for you to enhance your health and your personal satisfaction. So let's begin with what we're already doing just by being a Shackley member. And then we'll end by focusing on all the nutritional things that you can do to support your own health. First off, there are very few corporations that can command our respect. Now, those mighty few might include, for example, Steve Jobs and Apple, because of inventing the Macintosh and later the iPod. and more recently, perhaps Elon Musk for developing electric cars, the Tesla. But those examples are really very few and very far between. However, Dr. Shackley was just such a man. He started Shackley back in 1956 at the ripe age of 62, when most retirees were shuffling off to the shuffle courts in Florida. He moved west and started Shackley in 1956. And he became a shining example for the Save the Earth movement when he created the first 100% biodegradable cleaner, Basic Age, in 1960. And that was a year before the term biodegradable was ever used in any scientific literature. Now, Shackley continued to be an environmental advocate because they sponsored the very first Earth Day in 1970. And he also created the very first phosphate-free laundry product in 1971 to help protect our waterways. Now, during the ensuing years, Shackley Corporation sponsored the planting of millions of trees, and it also became the first company to be certified as climate neutral back in 2000. So just by being a Shackley member, we are all part of a much larger community that expresses reasoned concern for our planet. And our membership also helps to support Shackley Cares, a program that provides volunteers and charitable giving during times of disaster. For example, in the year 2020 alone, Shackley Care provided support to the first responders and survivors of the Puerto Rican earthquake last January, and then the coronavirus pandemic ongoingly, and the Nashville tornado in March, and the Australian brush fires during the summer of 2020. So our membership helps to fund all of those projects, and we can all feel an enormous pride for the work that's done on our behalf. And just as an aside, you're all welcome to make a contribution to Shackley Cares anytime you feel the need. Now, Dr. Shackley was one of the first of the nutritional researchers, and he created what is most likely the very first multivitamin, multimineral supplement back in 1915. Now, that was the same year that he became a doctor of chiropractic at my alma mater, Palmer School of Chiropractic. Now, in the 4 years after founding Shackley Corporation in 1956, Dr. Shackley personally developed the Vital-E multivitamin, the first instant protein, which was the first soy isolate formula. And he also perfected the first alfalfa and Herblax natural herb products. Now, what amazes me is those early legacy products remain among the company's most popular products 65 years later. That's a hell of a claim to fame, isn't it? So let's review the spectrum of Shackley products that can help us to regain and maintain our health. I better take a quick shot of water. Now, Dr. Shackley frequently reminded us that the core of any nutritional program was a high-quality, well-balanced multivitamin combined with a plant-based source of protein. Now, in my talks and in my newsletters, I've regularly reviewed the multis and the protein products repeatedly over the years. So whether your core plan is just based on Vital-E and energizing soy, for example, or if you've adopted Vitalizer or the Life Strip along with one of the delicious like shakes, it's equally important to identify what other Shackley products I might need to help address any particular health challenge that I'm facing, or simply to help you attain that next level in sport activities or in your professional life, And that's what we're going to review today. So our first stop on the quest for health is to review Shackley's antioxidants and the dangers posed by free radical damage. Now, Medical News Today, which is a very popular website, has a wonderful basic review on that topic of antioxidants and how they're important on their website. And you might want to check that out. Now, antioxidants are natural substances that can prevent or slow the damage to our cells that are caused by free radicals, which is an unstable molecule. Like, you know, oxygen is O2. There's two oxygen guys click together. When they get separated, they are looking to grab an electron from something, and they refer to that as a free radical. And when it jumps in and grabs an electron away from a part of our body, it damages that part of the body. Now, that happens as a reaction to physical damage or exposure to chemical and environmental pollutants. And that's why antioxidants are referred to as free radical scavengers. Now, factors that can increase the production of free radicals inside the body, internally, for example, include inflammation, and externally, either by pollution, UV exposure, or exposure to cigarette smoke, for example. Now, I know it was tough on smokers when smoking was banned in public spaces, but we all stand to benefit when health and science rule our public health decisions. Now, the classic antioxidants way back when I was in college, right out of high school, were vitamin A, C, and E. But as scientists did a lot of experimentation and investigation of what else is in the food that we're eating, they discovered other food-derived phytonutrients found in fruits and vegetables that also provide very powerful antioxidant protection. And in fact, the list now includes thousands of different polyphenolic molecules, including the flavonoids, the bioflavonoids, which include the isoflavones from soy, the proanthocyanidins from grapes, and quercetin, which is a pigment that adds color to many fruits and vegetables, like those orange peppers. It also includes phenolic acids, which include ellagic acid, which is found in berries and fruit, gallic acid, which is found in berries and citrus, and tannic acid, which comes from either grapes or from green tea. And so this tremendous list that includes many of the compounds that I just mentioned really helped to put major emphasis on why fruits and vegetables are emphasized so much in our daily diet. It's all because of providing broad protection against disease. Plus, it keeps us full. Well, the truth is, if I was to put a cup and a half to 2 cups of fruit and 2 to 3 cups of vegetables in front of you right now, you'd need to hang a trough around your neck and you'd have to graze all day just to be able to absorb the minimum amount of phytonutrients that you need to maintain your health. And that might be true for a 20-year-old, perfectly healthy young boy, but it's certainly not enough nutrients for a pregnant, lactating woman, and certainly not enough for a sick anyone. That's why Shaklee added all the compounds that we just discussed into their supplements. And the CDC, or Center for Disease Control, and the NHANES database both confirmed that less than 10% of Americans actually eat that minimum daily requirement, and probably less, considering that the required list is padded with supposed foods like French fries or sugared fruit drinks, which both count as servings. And to that I say, ugh. Now, if you review my polyphenol page or the much larger antioxidant page, or the bioflavonoid page on my nutrition section, you'll get a strong sense of how many health issues that those nutrients are able to support. Now, by the way, the papers that I write are all based on citations, and I have a list of the citations, about 30 or 35 different sources that you can review online. So at the end of the call, if anyone is interested in getting copies of those resources that you can then study in your spare time, I'll be happy to email it to you. All you have to do is contact me. My email address is FRANKP, Frank P, at Cairo, CHIRO.org. Now, the truth is, you'll do much better if you're consuming all these things long before any trouble begins to surface. Obviously, the later you start, the more tenuous your results will be, but whenever you start is good. So here's a list of all the nutrients that Shaqua uses that provide antioxidant protection. Vitamin C, vitamin E, the carotenoids, coenzyme Q10, better known as CoQ10, selenium, and zinc. Those are the most powerful of all of them. And they're all showcased in that nutrition section that I mentioned earlier. Now, for your convenience, you can type in the name of any nutrient in the search bar, which is located in the top right of your Shaqley website. And it will, by and large, tell you which supplement happens to contain that particular nutrient. Or you could ask your Shaqley distributor, because there does remain a few holes in the Shaqley search tool. Some terms you put in CoQ10, for example, and zoom, it goes right to CoQ Heart. But some of them are still a little wobbly. So there's a few holes still left in the search tool, but it's improved vastly over the years. You also can consider these nutrition pages from my nutrition section as your personal reference library. And that's because it has its own dedicated search tool where you can find studies relating to a specific nutrient or to a name disorder. I can give you the address right now. And as I said, you can get all that information from the list of citations. But the nutrition site is Cairo.org, CHIRO.org, and then /nutrition. None of that's capitalized, so it's pretty easy. Cairo.org/nutrition. Now, most of the nutrient pages have the same general layout. The top of it is well-supported articles on various health conditions or the properties of a particular nutrient. And the lower research section contains the numerous peer-reviewed studies that support those claims. And finally, at the top of each one of those pages is also a yellow box that contains two links, one to a medical dictionary and the other to the Merck Manual of Disease. Now, those tools will be invaluable for getting the most out of what you read. You have to remember that my website is designed for professional caregivers, other doctors like me, but those tools will also help anyone without that professional, without that educational background to figure out what the heck are they saying. Very, very useful tools. So let's talk a little bit about anti-inflammation. Another major contributor to the onset of disease is inflammation. In fact, according to the Harvard Health newsletter, many of the major diseases that plague us, which include cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, depression, and even Alzheimer's, have all been linked to chronic inflammation. Now, they suggest that we avoid or limit the following inflammatory foods as much as possible. And those include refined carbohydrates, like white bread and pastries, French fries, and other types of fried foods, soda, and other sugar-sweetened beverages, red meat, like burgers and steaks, processed meats, like hot dogs and sausage, unless you know it's made by someone without the additives, and then margarine, shortening, or lard. Now, an anti-inflammatory diet would include the following foods: tomatoes, olive oil, green leafy vegetables, which includes spinach, kale, collards, nuts like almonds and walnuts, fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, tuna, and sardines, and fruits such as strawberries, blueberries, cherries, and oranges, especially when you can find them without pesticides having been sprayed on them. Now, many of the nutrients that we just reviewed provide anti-inflammatory properties, but the most powerful anti-inflammatory that I know of is Omega Guard, and of course, now the new vegan Omega. Now, personally, I love salmon fish, but it's increasingly difficult to find fish that aren't farm-raised. And farm-raised fishes are usually pretty fairly low in all seven of the omega-3 fatty acids anyhow. So why don't we review the fact that not all supplements are created equal? A recent California lawsuit against 10 of the largest fish oil manufacturers was a disturbing reminder that the supplement industry remains largely self-regulated. Now, the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, doesn't micromanage supplement manufacturers. And in fact, when Congress first decided that they were going to write regulations to control the supplement industry, they got more mail than on anything that had ever come up. So they are sort of hands-off on that. So the FDA doesn't really act unless there's numerous complaints or deaths traced back to any specific product. Now, the FDA also ignores what they consider acceptable levels of filth, toxins, heavy metal contamination within the U.S. food chain. Now, truthfully, that's the best they can do, considering that America has been dumping toxic waste into our environment ever since World War II. That's pretty frightening. Fortunately for consumers, California passed Proposition 65 back in 1986. And that forces manufacturers to label exactly what's contained in every product. Now, although the FDA ignores acceptable levels of, compromise in consumable products, California law demands that they must be listed as an ingredient on the label. And so that was the basis of the Justice Foundation's fish oil lawsuit. Now, we need to be very concerned. PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, are man-made industrial chemicals with a track record as one of the most vicious of the environmental pollutants. It's firmly tied to causing several different forms of cancer, and it also disrupts thyroid function, which messes with your metabolism, and has even been associated with birth defects and male infertility. Now, the bad news is that these contaminated supplements were being distributed by some of the largest names in the industry, including Solgar, which is the leading health food store organic brand, CVS, and Rite Aid Pharmacies, and GNC, or General Nutrition Corp, which my kids, we trained them to refer to GNC as gunk, and seven other leading national brands. So this is creating a serious health crisis because many pregnant women are using omega-3 supplementation to provide added DHA for their gestating child's brain and nervous system. And others who suffer from inflammatory autoimmune disorders also rely on fish oil for pain relief to avoid the iatrogenic complication or side effects associated with taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, better known as the dreaded NSAIDs. So you might ask, well, why does that happen? Well, it's because the vast majority of supplement manufacturers are taking the word from their raw material distributors that those ingredients were tested for purity and potency. And that's why I feel everyone should rely on Shaklee, because of safety. Shaklee runs almost 400 purity tests on every batch of raw materials before they're even admitted to the production floor. Then they run additional testing to determine whether those raw materials contain the proper amount of the desired nutrients so that the final product will contain what the label promises. And Shaklee goes way beyond the FDA and GMP, or good manufacturing practice, requirements. And not because of legislative pressure, but because it's the right thing to do for their consumers, for you, for me. And that's why Shaklee is the only product that I recommend to my patients and friends. So let's consider our energy levels and our ability to develop physically. Shaklee's always been the leader in creating products that support athletes, astronauts, and everyday people. Now, the story about Shaklee's original ginseng product is really worth reviewing. Another shot of water here. Back in 1998, Shaklee's number four best-selling product was ginseng. And in that year, they received a shipment of ginseng roots from China. And during the routine purity testing that we just discussed, they discovered that the roots were tainted with a toxic fungicide called quinzazine. Now, as it turns out, there'd been severe flooding in China that year. And somewhere along the way, somebody sprayed that fungicide on the ginseng bulbs to keep them from rotting during shipment. Now, quinzazine is listed as a carcinogen by the FDA, and in fact has been banned for use in this country since the 1970s. Also, products that contain it are also banned from import. But banned or not, those tainted bulbs still made it all the way to Shaklee's loading dock. Now, because Shaklee regularly quarantines and tests their raw materials, they immediately detected that presence of quinzazine. They rejected the load. And the next few batches also tested positive, evidently because the whole year's crop had been affected by the flooding. And so because of that, Shaklee stopped all production of ginseng for almost 2 years while they searched for another pure source of raw materials. Now, sadly, Shaklee was the only American manufacturer who discontinued ginseng production during that two-year period. Everybody else sold products made from the same contaminated roots that Shaklee had just rejected. Now, manufacturers also take their suppliers' words for purity because they refuse to invest in the infrastructure, like hiring all those technicians and buying all that expensive lab equipment that they need to operate. That's the only way that they can do their own purity testing. So Shaklee really does set the gold standard for the rest of the industry by their testing all the way from raw material right through the finished and packaged product. If something sat on the shelf for more than 3 months, they test it again. Oh my gosh. Now, during this two-year lull in production, Shaklee scientists designed the new Core Energy product, which contains a proprietary blend of cordyceps mushroom, Panax ginseng, and green tea extract. Now, numerous studies support Asian ginseng's effectiveness in improving a person's ability to manage stress, to improve their work performance, and to enhance their mental function. Now, Asian ginseng has also been shown to increase protein content and RNA production in our muscles and liver tissues. And that process seems to be the biochemical mechanism that makes ginseng such a highly regarded tonic to enhance exercise workouts. Now, more good news is that scientists evaluating the effect of ginseng with almost 2,000 cancer patients found that the patients who used ginseng for at least 1 year experienced lower risk for developing certain forms of cancer. And those risks continued to decrease with longer usage, up to 20 years, which is how far back that they studied that. So the study demonstrated that ginseng protected against cancers of the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the colon, the liver, the lung, the pancreas, and the ovaries. Now, those are pretty much all my favorite organs. The authors concluded that ginseng provides a protective effect against most forms of cancer. Now, you also enjoy reviewing Shaklee products that can enhance your energy level, that can increase your muscle mass from exercise, can increase your concentration and attention span and help to hydrate you during exercise and recover more quickly after an intense workout. They're all very easy to find on Shaklee's website, or you can just once again ask your friendly Shaklee distributor. Now, I hope this talk has encouraged you to explore how Shaklee can improve your health and enhance the quality of your lifestyle. If you have access online, please email me at frankp@cairo.org for a list of the citations that support this talk, because most of the important links that I can think of are all on that page. I'd be happy to email it to you. Explore those links to increase your own personal knowledge base about supplementation for the recovery and enhancement of your health. And please remember that only you can take charge of your health. So, we'll send it back to you to monitor anybody who has a question.
Thank you, Dr. Painter. And if anybody has a question or would like, or something they'd like to ask Dr. Painter, please unmute yourself and feel free to ask a question.
Don't forget *6.
That's right. If you're calling in, *6.
Well, Dr. Painter, this is Claudia. I just want to thank you. I loved that thorough description about core energy. Mm-hmm. My husband's quite an athlete, and that's one he doesn't take, but I do. And he asked me, well, why should I be? So I need to go back and review, because you gave so many examples with that. But thank you. That was the question I think we were looking for in our household.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Well, and Claudia, I have to say too, I had no idea that the core energy had that number of benefits, and that the ginseng had so many benefits. And I right away thought of some clients, of course, myself. I thought, oh my gosh, I need to get some core energy, because wow, what multi-benefits do you get from just one product?
Exactly.
Which we know happens a lot.
You gave us so much information tonight that I need to go back with my brain and listen again, and I will be sending you an email too saying, how do I find those links?
Well, I'll tell you what, because Shaklee is very hesitant to make any kind of health claims, and if anybody who knows Marge Fine knows she's about as tight-lipped about that stuff as you can possibly get. And if you say something on Facebook, if you say something on your website that's not in a protected zone making claims like that, she will visit you, because she feels a tremendous amount of pressure from the FDA.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we know her
because
her
of that,
well.
Yeah, Marge is a delightful woman. Please don't get me wrong, but she's the bulldog. She's the pit bull in Shaklee's front yard. You know, that's her responsibility, and she will flex her muscles when she needs to. And God love her, you know, Shaklee could get their doors shut or get embarrassed publicly when, after almost 67 years, that's never happened to them, you know, and they take their reputation deadly serious. So we need to be careful. But if you're interested, I will make sure to communicate that section on core energy, plus the citations, in other words, the literature that supports those claims. I'll be happy to share that with anyone, so that you can, you don't have to feel like you're stumbling or, you know, breaking your fingernails trying to write all this stuff down. I already wrote it down, and I'll be happy to share it with you. You know, what good is it if you can't use it? I was shocked myself, because the cordyceps mushroom provides a lot of benefits. And when you couple it with the ginseng, there's like this synergy. And then, of course, just ginseng just by itself already has that cancer component, has that muscular development component. And when you add that on top of taking something like performance or, you know, the various specialized muscle development products that Shaqway's developed in their sports section, it's stunning. I mean, it's stunning the kind of results you can get. And, you know, if you wonder why are all these Olympic athletes using Shaqway products, duh, it's because they really work. And when they go in for testing, they're testing pure. They're not using anything that's on the, you know, the questionable list. And you hear about that all the time now. Some poor girl who smoked a little weed, which does, as far as I know, makes you hungry, you know, more than anything else. And they're not letting her, you know, that's not a performance enhancer. Come on, you know, but there goes another career down the, you know, the rat hole, right? Shameful.
Bill, did you have a question or a comment?
Or just share a personal story. I mean, we're all Shaqway people.
Well, the Core Energy is one that I have never used myself, but I, as long as I've taken Shaqway, there's days that I get up and I take my supplements and I'm just kind of dragging and I don't know why. And I'd like to find something that helps that.
Well, you know, the best thing about Shaqway products is that I can't think of anything, any product that they make that you won't notice a dramatic result within the first bottle. And so hold Shaqway to that standard. If you take it for a month and you're not noticing a dramatic improvement in yourself, then taking it for month two, I mean, I'm assuming that you're not unhealthy, that you just have certain deficits. And, you know, the more sick you are, I think the longer you have to rely on that product to help rebuild you. But for the average person, I would say 1 month should be a pretty good test. If you haven't already got results, well, look for something else, whether it's adding more B vitamins to your diet. Or maybe thinking about what things are you eating? You know, did you have maybe one too many beers or you have too much sugar in your lifestyle, which leaches away a lot of the important nutrients that you need to develop energy, for example, to power the mitochondria.
Yeah, so sometimes or two where I had too many beers and too much sugar.
And I think, you know, now that we're coming out of hibernation, I expect we're going to see a lot of that, you know, people going back to their corner bar that they haven't been at in for 2 years or God knows how long it's been. It feels like a whole lifetime in quarantine. So, yeah, so that's bound to happen. But, you know, little added B vitamins, you know, will make a huge difference in helping to repopulate your blood with the stuff you need to produce energy.
Okay, quick question on ginseng.
Yeah.
What were the Shaqway products that one would take to get the ginseng?
Core Energy.
Oh, okay.
I personally don't think that there's ginseng in anything else, or if there is, it's at a really low level. I believe that's the singular product.
Okay, I missed the connection when you were talking. Sorry about that.
You know, I mean, I grew up in New York, so I sort of rat-a-tat-tat when I talk. So it's not hard to miss something when somebody's speed talking.
No, I appreciate this very much.
Sure, my pleasure.
Well, and something else. Struck me, Dr. Painter, and you alluded to this, is, you know, some of the benefits that aren't necessarily on the label. We experience side benefits all the time, and I think many of us have stories where we started taking a product for one thing and then found out it also helped something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I mean, you know, when you think about the flip side, when you take a pharmaceutical where you're often maybe masking one thing and having lots of side effects. So it's a great way to
Exactly. Well, you know, I mentioned earlier my nutrition page. One of the major sections of that that gets probably one of the most visited pages is the nutrient side effects of the drugs that you take. There's a list for a whole about 16 different classes of popularly used medicines and what nutrients it suppresses, either your ability to absorb them or you burn up more of them to help you to detoxify and to eliminate that drug from your system. So it advises you on what nutrients you need to increase your take of to offset the side effects of that, because many of those side effects is because of how it messes with your nutrient system, your nutrient balance, if you will. So, and the number one thing that seems to get eliminated is CoQ10. So no one is suggesting that you stop taking the drug. I'm suggesting that you take more CoQ10 to offset the effect of that so that you can get the full benefit of the drug with the least amount of side effects. And it's a shame that medical people are not trained in that, because they would just advise you, by the way, you know, get a hold of some really good CoQ10 and take that with this so that you can get the most benefit without any side effects or with the least amount of side effects.
And can you remind us where we can find that list of?
Well, let me go to my page real quick and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Nutrition. So when you open up the nutrition page, which is chiro.org/nutrition, the first thing you're going to see is the sort of the welcome page that tells you that this page is non-solicitous. In other words, this is not Frank's come buy Shaqley from me page. This is an information page. Then the very first thing you find under the yellow box with Merck manual in it, is the first thing you jump to would be supplements, and that takes you down to a supplement list. It starts with acidosylus and ends with zinc. And somewhere is right in the middle of that is the nutrient depletion charts, which is chiro.org/nutrition/abstracts, and that's all in caps, and then nutrientdepletion.shtml. And the list of the ACE inhibitors, antibiotics, antifungals, anticonvulsants, antidiabetics, anti-inflammatories, antivirals, bronchodilators, cardiovascular drugs, cholesterol-lowering drugs, corticosteroids, diuretics, estrogen hormone replacement, gout medication, laxatives, oral contraceptives, protein pump inhibitors, which a lot of people are taking, psychotherapeutic drugs. Well, hey, I'd like to try that. And ulcer antacid medications. So all of those drugs have drastic side effects. When you click on any picture, let's look at laxatives, for example. The first thing that it depletes is beta carotene out of your blood, calcium, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and potassium. And of course, if you don't have enough potassium, you end up with an irregular heartbeat. You can experience muscle weakness, fatigue, and swelling around your ankles. Ugh.
So
it's really nice.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
A potassium question.
Mm-hmm.
I've run into this a few times where people have been advised to avoid potassium because their potassium levels are too high. Because of some sort of medical condition, they've been advised to avoid that. What would you suggest for, like, say, hydration? You know, something like, you know, needing to replenish like electrolytes and having a drink like our hydrate that has potassium in it.
Right. Well, this is one of the big problems for example, for trying to increase the what they call the MDR, the minimum daily requirement. And in fact, those things change so slowly because nobody's doing that research. Nobody can conclusively tell you that this much is too much. Nobody can tell you that because nobody's done the research, because nobody's paying for that kind of research. Mm-hmm. You know, most of that money is being thrown at drug companies and at what have you. And that's not a bad thing. It's just the way it is. That's the way business is run. And so, in fact, you have to really dig through like the hundreds of millions of research articles to try and find people who are actually looking at that stuff, maybe working at a university. And that's where most of the good research is coming from. Guys who are on, you know, salary at a university, they've maybe get some grant money for their department, and then they're using some of that grant money to do this kind of research. I found a series of about 20 articles by these guys. I'd have to dig to tell you that, but on my nutrition page, let me back out of here. Yeah, on my nutrition page, I have a whole series of articles by these guys. It's called A Unique Series of Nutritional Studies Over a 15-Year Period. And these guys are located at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And they decided, instead of doing the classic single nutrient studies that, you know, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, they were like, well, we just tested vitamin B6 or we just tested vitamin B9 and it didn't have any effect on cancer and on heart disease and blah, blah, blah. And so they're looking at nutrients like they look at drugs, like B6 all by itself is a silver bullet. And guess what? It ain't. That's why there's not just B6 in the B vitamins. There's all 8 B vitamins in balance, like it is in food, because that's the only way that you can utilize all 8 of them to help produce energy, to help offset toxic loads, and all those things. So these are the first guys I saw at the university level who decided to make their own formulation of about 30 different nutrients, and they fed them to some very fortunate mice. And these studies, I mean, it's a mind-boggling thing, but towards the end, they were noticing that even mice who were really old and starting to get forgetful all of a sudden were able to do the testing a lot better than they used to. And so they're now saying this may be, in fact, you know, a really positive avenue for Alzheimer's treatment.
Wow.
You know, not by using a silver bullet, by using, you know, common sense diet. But nobody's paying for that kind of research. These guys are doing it because they run a department, and one of the requirements is that they publish. And so they're publishing about what they're interested in. And 15 articles, oh, my God, you know, it's fascinating. I cite these as being some of the most interesting guys on the planet, except that, of course, needless to say, they're now trying to market their own magical 15 or 30 ingredient. And who knows where they get the ingredients from, you know.
Right.
But I would certainly use all the Shaklee products that they mention, you know, things that will improve cognition. What works on mice ought to probably work on people, right?
Wow. Well, and your vast background and files of knowledge in your brain are just awesome. And before we start to wrap it up tonight, does anyone else have a question or anything else that they would like to ask Dr. Painter?
Yeah, come on. Wake up. Wake up.
Take those vitamin Bs. Get your core energy out. Well, and I will tell you two things that are coming up next month. Dr. Painter on August 17th is going to talk about the Shaklee difference. He touched on that tonight. And then on September 14th, he's going to talk about supplementation for prevention of disease. And is there anything else, Dr. Painter, you'd like to add before we tie up tonight?
Two things. First off, I'd like to encourage anybody who's on Facebook, if you're not already a member of the Tuesday Talk page, please sign up for that. Because there I usually list the link for Shackword, which is where for, you know, the last 12, 14 years, all the talks that were done for Product Talk when it was a weekly deal are listed on the ShackWord page. Now, I know a lot of people are accessing this by cell phones. And of course, if you're, this is in what we call a protected zone, because the things we talk about, for example, you just mentioned supplementation for the prevention of disease. Do you think the FDA would like to walk down my throat and investigate my intestines? Yes. Yes, they would. And so I keep all this kind of stuff behind a, not a paywall, but behind a access wall. So the username and the password are Shackley without any capitalization. And so, you know, sharing ShackWord where it's located, he used to have his own ShackWord website, but when he fell ill, he turned it over to me. And because he wasn't able to explain to me how to get into his website, I had to create my own. So it's on my HealthQuest newsletter website, healthquestnewsletter.com/ShackWord. So it would help for anybody who's who signs on to the Tuesday Product Talk call that they can immediately click on the link and bang, they're at ShackWord, where all of our calls are now archived. I know Phil has set up a place where you can also access the, because you're doing Zooms, right? So you can also access this, but since I'm not on Zoom, you know, you're not going to see a talking head. Maybe you'll see a picture of me and they'll scroll past some of the pictures I sent them. But, you know, I think looking at me would be distracting from the talk. You know, that's just the way I think about it. You know, I'd be looking at, why does he keep wiggling his eyebrows? You know, and then you're you're missing that detail of what they, what did he just say? You know, so I don't like the idea of being seen. You know, I think it's a detraction. And the other thing, of course, is ShackWord. So the Tuesday Product Talk. If you guys can tell me who to send it to and how you'll share it with your group, I'll be happy to send you that whole section on core energy. And in fact, that whole story, because it's fascinating, because it really distinguishes the Shackley difference. Shackley stopped producing their number four best-selling product for 2 years. You don't think that hurt them economically? Of course it did. But that didn't stop Shackley from doing it, because it was the right thing to do.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'd heard that story before, and it just, it's such a good reminder of the integrity of the company.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And Claudia, would it be okay if Dr. Painter sent that information to you?
I was just going to say, yeah, he has my email and he has Jody's, I think, together. So send it and we'll make sure that it gets distributed, Dr. Painter.
I love it. You know, the drawback, I guess our Tuesday talk page is also private. So the only people who can access that information are people who have been approved by the administrators to be on that group, which is me and a couple of others. And I believe Phil now. So if Phil notices somebody asked to get on there and you go, oh, they're from my group, of course, then you approve them. If you don't know who they are, leave it until one of the other admins determines whether that person belongs there, because we don't want any FDA spies or anybody, you know, maybe one of Marge's, you know, underlings signing in so that they can determine whether we're doing illicit, you know, disease conversations. You know, she worries about that stuff. It keeps her up at night. I certainly don't want to deny her her sleep. So we want to keep those people out of the group.
Now, I'll leave all the approving up to you, Dr. Frank.
Well, all I'm saying, Phil, is anybody that you know personally as being a reputable person, don't leave them hanging there for a day or a week, because I'm not in that page every day. So if you do check it and you say, oh, Larry, yeah, you know, just approve them and it's okay. You know, that's why I gave you admin privileges, because I trust you. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't feel territorial about that. The whole idea is that before I approve anybody, I take a look at their page, because there are a lot of clone pages out there. Somebody copies 5 pictures from your website. Then they sign up as you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it looks like you're saying, hey, you want to be my friend? And, you know, you look on their page and there's three pictures and there's no content older than 2 days old. And you've got five friends. Wow. Well, probably not you.
Probably not.
Right. So I call those clone pages. Nobody's taken over your page. They've just recreated it somewhere else. Spoofing. Well, they call it spoofing.
Exactly.
Yes. And it's sad that people do that. And we're about to close it out. And
okay.
I want to thank you so much, Dr. Painter, for spending your time with us this evening and always being so willing to share your knowledge and also allowing us to ask questions. That really is invaluable. And so we really are honored that you allow us this time with you. So thank you.
Well, that's very kind. The simple truth is that this is my hobby. I get a kick out of this. I spend a lot of time looking at the research because it interests me. You know, I have the classical background training so that I can read this stuff without getting a migraine or going into a trance, right? So, and then, you know, I sit back and think about it for a while. How could I make that interesting to people? And then something floats to the surface and says, tell them this, you know? And so that's the, you know, when hobby meets creative writing, you know, it's a nice marriage. And so for me, it's a joy to share this because show me anybody who works on cars or is a hobbyist in their vegetable garden. You can't get them to stop talking about it. That's usually the problem with those kinds of people is, okay, that's enough. My head's full. I'm going to explode. Shut up. So I'm very happy to share my information because I love this stuff. And that's why I love Shackley, because they're worth my attention. And they're worth your attention. You know,
yes.
I mean, they earned my respect. All of us.
That is a great way to sum it up is just, you know, the quality and that they earned your respect. And I want to thank you again, and we wish everyone well this evening, that you have a great evening, and thank you for joining us. Of course, if you're watching it recorded, we hope you have a great day. So thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a great night, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks, sir,
good night, buddy. Everyone.
Thanks very much, Doctor.
Thanks, Dr.
Thank
Thanks,
you, Dr.
Lori.
Hey, love you guys.
Oh, back at
you.
Right back at you.